Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our brand new podcast hosted by Ura Mazibuko
and Wise Lopepe.
This is the podcast where we literally talk about anything. Yes, you heard it yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Literally anything. Join us as me and Wise talk about various topics that you guys would want to hear from us and just topics we want to discuss ourselves. You feel me? So, enjoy the podcast.
Follow us on our various social media. We have Spotify, we have a YouTube, and soon, guys, don't worry, we're going to have each and every single platform that you guys can listen to our podcast to. Don't forget to also follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. Guys, TikTok, we need those followers.
Yeah, of course. So, enjoy the podcast, share, and enjoy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to our brand new episode on Beyond the Mic with your host, Ura Mazibuko.
And me, Wise Lopepe.
Yes, sir. Guys, remember, we told you we're going to be consistent, and here we are again, providing you with content.
You know our vibes.
You know our vibes. Once again, guys, follow our social medias. My IG handle, Wise's IG handle, Beyond the Mic. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok. Also, go listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
Last time when I was trying to check the analytics about how many listeners, it says not enough data to show.
Not enough data is insane, dog.
Gents, go listen. It's there.
It's right there in the description, gents.
Personally, I'm a Spotify man, but Apple is there.
No, dog. Apple is way better than Spotify.
No, it's not.
No, dog. It is. Okay, but we'll talk about that. Follow us on all accounts, on all our social media platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know the vibes. Just go share and support the boys. You feel me? Support us. But yeah, let's get into it. So today's topic will be on desperation and hunger. And for me personally, guys, I think people get mixed up between being hungry and being desperate. You feel me? I'm going to tell you what I think of it, but why start us off? What do you think being like, what do you like think hunger is, and what do you think desperation is?
I think hunger is, that's a good question. I think hunger is just having the, I want to say passion. Hopefully that's a good word.
Yeah, definitely.
Just having the passion to achieve something, even though it might take a little bit of time, and you still put in the consistency each and every single day to achieve what you want. And I think being desperate is just the matter of you being in a situation in life where it's very dire, so you're going to try finding any means necessary to get out of that situation in a short amount of time, in a short space of time. Thus, you doing things that you normally wouldn't do, but you know you have to do so that you can get out of the situation that you're in. So,
that's desperation. I'm with you. I feel like desperation is also like rushing into things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you so badly want something to happen in your life that you're willing to do anything to, like get to where you want to be. You get me? That means, like, losing your morals even, I feel, in a way. Because we spoke about this, guys. I think it's episode 5. Talent versus connection, where like people are willing to even lose their, we spoke about how like people are willing to lose their morals and values just so that they can have a sustainable life in a way. You feel me? And for me personally, guys, I can't lie to you, there have been moments where I've been desperate. Like, check this out. I'm willing to even, like, I remember, right, there was a situation where, like, my mother was like, listen, you can't do this today. I need you to understand and just wait on the Lord's timing. Okay. But now I'm here like, yo, I just need this thing. I need this thing to happen today. So what do? I contact those people and stuff. And they told me that, you need money, girl. You need money. You can't. You need money. I was like, yo, my heart shattered. I'm like, ma,
you can't be a broke.
I'm like, ma, please give me guap. So she's like, relax. I was like, yo,
please give me guap.
Please give me guap. But nah, but the thing is that, like, honestly, with me, right, I really, really am the kind of person that wants things to happen now. You get me? And yes, it's a good trait, but it's also a horrible one because it's like, relax, dog. Just breathe. Calm down. You'll get there when you get there. You get me? But it's also good in a way because, like, it shows that you are hungry.
Mm.
It shows that at least you motivated in life and you're not just a potato in life. You get me? But
what do you mean by, like, just sitting around doing nothing?
No, not sitting, but, like, you have no, like, motivations in life, like, you don't have a purpose whatsoever. It shows that you at least have motivation. At least you know what you want for yourself.
Mm.
Instead of, like, just chilling, having this chilled mindset and stuff like that. You get. But for me, people lose the plot sometimes because it's like, yeah, be hungry, but don't be desperate. You feel me? Mm. Don't be desperate. Relax. Wait your turn. But obviously, work for it. You get me?
Mm.
But yeah, please add your 2 cents.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna... I think I would say right now I'm in the... I'm in the situation of being hungry, essentially. Because I think in the beginning of the year, I think we probably mentioned this before, but, like, if we haven't, guys, listen, I'm saying. Especially those in grade 12. Let me tell you something. Unless if you come from a rich family, and even if you do...
Okay. But please speak about it.
So even if you do come from a rich family, that first year, and like that first day when you get your matric certificate, how much money is in your bank account? I just want to know that.
Mine was zero.
Boy, I think mine was like 50, right? That time I don't think I had a bank account yet. I think I was still carrying cash on me. So that's like,
yeah,
50.
Like hard cash. Yeah.
Boy, so it was like 50 rand or something.
I was still relying on my mother for guap. Transportation, mamzo.
Nah, and you're probably not the only one in that.
Yeah, yeah, nah, but please continue.
Yeah, so like, you were broke. You're a brokey. You don't have no money. Like, honestly, I feel like the most broke is that you add, if that's even a word, but the most broke that you are in life is usually like that first year after high school.
Definitely.
Because
definitely.
It's either you don't have a job or you're trying to look for one. Your parents are in a mindset of, okay, you're done with high school, time for you to fend for yourself. You know, we're not going to give you this thing of monthly allowance. It's time for you to find co-op for yourself. And I feel like in that situation, I was in a moment of desperation, because it's like, oh, I can't be broke every day.
Dog. Give me what you, like, yeah. Please, just give me what you can give me. No, yeah. I'm with you, I'm with you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was in a moment of desperation. I would say there was two types of desperation I was in. So one was for myself, and the other one was for school. So, not high school, but going into college or university. So the first one, like for myself, I really, there was a bit of desperation. Like, I would do whatever job was available at home for some extra guap. I'd go around my neighborhood, ask if there's any jobs around, you know what I'm saying? Waiter. Yeah. I even went to Cresta to ask, can I work at the arcade?
I also went there. Those guys are saying, you need to come back during holidays. Mm. I'm like,
I'm trying to chill during that time.
Yeah, exactly. But I mind.
But me, dog, me, they said, Fede will call you, that guy.
They never called you back.
No, it's not even a matter of they never called me. This man is changing stories. In my head, I'm like, this is what you told me. Why are you telling me something else over text?
They always do that.
And Loki was a bit weird even on that text message.
What did he say?
This guy, I don't know. There was one day I said, morning, sir. Any updates on the job? This guy responds by saying, hello, baby. Morning, no, baby. Hello, honey. I'm thinking, I literally responded by with a question mark, and he's like, oh, sorry, I thought I was talking to my wife or something like that.
That's down true. You gotta think, why is he liking? Like, why is he liking?
That day, I was so excited. I was like, damn, finally, some job to work. This guy is telling me some other, and then he's hitting me with hello, baby, girl. Like, I'm not on that type of time, you know
Fix
what I'm saying?
Fix up, dog. Fix up.
I was disappointed. But then, obviously, I ended up getting a job as a tennis coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Can't really say where I'm working because that's a bit private.
Yes,
but
sir.
Obviously, Ura knows where I work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but,
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I got the tennis job. And then later, PE. I'm still am a PE teacher for the school that I'm working at. So, yeah, at least I got out of that personal desperation type. Then the second one was for school, like university and college. Obviously, I can't go too deep into it. But then when I was in a situation where I'm accepted at all these schools that I applied in, but now it's just a matter of co-op, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, those fees are expensive, gents. Like 100K plus, gents. We discussed this, I think, in episode 3.
It's insane, dog. Yo.
And I'm not trying to take out no loan, you know what I'm saying?
Because you have to pay it back
for the
and
rest of your life.
And boy, after you're done with school, now kids are like, yo, how do I pay this back?
Like, yeah.
It's a wrap.
It's wraps.
It's a wraps. Yeah, no, but I hear you. I hear why you wouldn't take a student.
Student loan, yeah. It's too much. But and that's not to say I wasn't applying for scholarships and stuff. Like, I am, but it's just me getting rejected because maybe there are other people that have better marks than me, or they just... the school feels better to give it to them, which is okay. It's fine. That's no problem. So that was the second desperation. It's like, yo, now I have to try finding a way to get 100K just for school.
Just for school. That's
insane. Like, yo, I would like, oh, I don't even know. I'll go to these adverts that say we'll give you what 1,000 rand every day just to type and stuff. I think there was a time where I applied for one and I was like, nah, these things look like they're gonna hack my account or something like that. I was like, you know, let's just pray to God that something happens for me, because I think me already being in that desperate situation, I won't get anything, you know. And I'm putting, okay, to be fair, yeah, I am putting in all that effort in that desperate situation only to come out with nothing. So I was like, you know what, let me just leave everything to God and have my parents do what they have to do in order to get enough funds for school.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it's not like, okay, this is what I'm saying, things that you can control, that's on you. But there are just certain things in life that you can't control, and you just have to let life happen. You feel me? Let the Lord do his work. If you don't believe in God or Jesus Christ, that's fine, but let life happen. To those that don't believe in God, of course, let life happen. But to those who do, let God take the wheel and trust in him, because he will be there for you.
He will provide for you.
But I'm with you. I can relate on like the job finding thing. Because, boy, let me tell you a story, actually. So, I'm here, right? Like, this is not even me being hungry. I'm desperate as hell. Like, any job that comes my way, I'll take it. Even if it means I'm joking. We gotta keep it comedic. I was joking. No, that's just a joke. It's just a joke.
No, if you had to do that and they offer you big sums of money, I know you will do it, girl. I know you will do it.
Those are not my morals. It's just a joke for content. But yeah, no. I'm here on my mother's laptop, grinding, working, because I told you June was a busy month for me. I was just it was a personal time for me, you get me? Like, I had to focus on personal things. But June was done. Beginning of June, I was done with whatever it was I was doing. Can't say it here. It was just personal. But anyways, so June comes. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Let me grind. So I'm on my mother's laptop and stuff, right? Looking for work and stuff. Guess what I see? I see this job thing says, you need to forward these to as many people as you possibly can.
Okay,
the EFF thing. Now, guys, those who know how finding a job works, you don't just send links to people just so that you get hired. You feel me? That's a scam. But I'm blindsided, so I send this scam to everyone I know.
What's going on?
It says EFF jobs or whatever. I'm like, hey, no ways. But you know what? I'm still blindsided. So I send it. Guess what I get? I get nothing. They're like, thank you. We'll be in touch soon. I'm like, no ways. What did I just... all that time and effort for nothing. Now I'm not even getting a job. I was like,
they said they'll be in touch.
They still haven't kept in touch. I'm. You still haven't. They still. It's like, but then luckily for me, Wise this side hooked me up. Yes, sir. Bless up to you, dog. So he hooked me up. Now your boy is finally working. You feel me? All I just had to do, I just had to be patient. And like, what kind of job makes you forward these links to 100 people?
Why not?
That's a scam. That's definitely a scam. And my mother was the one who told me, because she's like, "Ura kao." She obviously she didn't say kao. Okay, obviously she didn't say cow, but she's like, "What is this? Come on, even you, this is dumb. This is dumb. Switch on, just switch on and wake up, because you one day, you'll say like you one day you'll sign a contract selling your soul to the devil. Now what are you gonna do? Now you're gonna cry to me? No, it doesn't work like that." And she's right. But I deleted those numbers. I wrote this thing. I deleted those messages from my side, at least, because it's like, what am I doing at this point? I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, "Ora, you know you are down tremendous right now." I was like, "Yo, what am I doing?" Yo, I was down.
But you needed a guap.
I needed money, but not like that. Because well, who knows? They could have said, "Ora, we need you to suck those." Then what happens? I'm like, yo, and time, I won't lie, guys, time, there's someone in my life, right, that pressures me a lot to, like, get a job and stuff, and it's not to say he's a bad guy, no, he's not, he's just looking out, because he wants me to be independent, but I just felt pressured, because it's like, yo, I need this, because it would be good for me, it really would, that way I don't have to depend on my mother and stuff. You get me? It was challenging, but your boy did it. Spoke to Wise here. Wise hooked me up. Bless up. You know that vibe. Yeah, of course. You gotta look out for the homies. You feel me?
Because I know most of you aren't doing that.
Gents don't want the best for each other these days, dog. It's a crazy world we live in, dog.
Crazy. You see, people, as the first episode said, people change after high school.
People change.
And they don't change for the better.
Yo.
At least for other people, they don't change for the better. Only for themselves.
It's not even after. It's in general. Like, as life goes, as you grow, you just realize, this guy is just weird these days. He's just weird. He just moves weird. Like,
In terms of how he speaks or what are you trying to say?
No. Okay, wait. Guys, this is... A little bit off topic, but let me answer your question. They change, not the way they, but like the energy in a way. You get me? Like, you know when you're in a room with this specific person, right? And like, it's just not the same anymore like it once was. That's your sign that this guy right here is not meant for you anymore. You feel me? Like, this is the one guy you should like stay away from. Obviously, no bad blood, of course, but this guy, energy is weird. Energy is off. Keep your distance if you want, because that's just me personally. Like, you've got to keep your distance, guys. Like, you just have to focus on the gents that really want the best for you. And we keep preaching about this almost every time. We keep preaching about this, but... then we gotta talk to those gents that are just desperate, like those desperate gents.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can we talk about that? But like, what's your thoughts on that?
Because
like, okay, hopefully you guys know what we talk about. Hopefully. I'm saying hopefully, because I don't know if we can even say the word because it's a little bit explicit.
What word is this?
Like at a strip club and stuff like that.
Oh
no, that's what you talk about.
Yeah, no, that is what I'm talking. Okay. That's definitely what I'm talking about for sure. Please elaborate.
Okay, so for those, okay, I understand everyone's situation in life is very much different. Like, not everyone has the same situation in life. And I think that's where, like, what we are about to say, like people who do immoral acts, if it's like selling your body or working at a strip club or some sort. This is both male and female. Males are not protected by this. Y'all do the same thing.
Do the same thing, but it's not as much as
the females.
Because,
okay.
I mean, the gents are perfect. Let's be honest, you feel me? I don't know if I can say that word, but yeah, gents are, you feel me? So we want to see the girls. The girls are not as, they just, they don't feel the need to come to the strip club to see the guys. Mm. You feel me? No, not really. But the gents, those gents will go there to just see the strip clubs and stuff. Mm. And it's crazy, dog. But it is what it is, man, at the end of the
day. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but you were still saying something.
Yeah, I was saying like how everyone's situation in life is different. Yeah. And obviously, I feel like any woman or man going into those like, how can you say, work industries, like selling your body, even like the adult industry, stuff like that, that will be quote unquote immoral. I think, okay, let me not say you must find a way, because it's just not that easy sometimes. But then surely there must be another way, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that type of desperation is like, you know what you're doing is wrong, but then in your mind, there's just no other way for you to make money. And maybe in some cases it might be true, but I feel like if you haven't actually take time to look on the other options, then what you thinking is the only option is probably not the only option. I'm saying, if I'm sounding a bit like correct, I'm saying, but like, as I said, I'm not that type of person to really judge a person that goes into those industries, adult, a strip club and stuff like that. Me personally, I wouldn't date a woman that's like part of that industry. That's just me personally. I like pure women. But like, at the same time, if you thought that was the only option, then I'm not gonna respect it. But you know what? That's just you. You know, you do you. If you feel like that's how you can make money, then yeah. Because like, as I said, everyone's situation is different.
It's different, yeah. Now, there's an artist that actually spoke about this even. Mm. And he was like, what's this thing? It's crazy how, like, you call yourself, I don't think I can say. Because I think I'll sound too judgmental, and that's not what we're trying to do. But, yeah, no, the desperate side of things in terms of, like, the strip clubs and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, you're not lying-wise when you say, like, people's situations are different, you get me? Because, like, at the end of the day, we don't live in their shoes. We don't know what they had to do to be in that situation. Mm. But once again, in life, we all have options. We all have options. And it's your choice to make that option. You feel me? You can choose to do it, or you can choose not to do it. And you can't be judged for that, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I mean, people still do judge, you know, that's the issue.
I mean, yeah, no, people still do judge you, like, ish. But you still chose to do it, so you got it. It comes with a consequence. You feel like every action has a reaction in a way. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everything you do in life, people will critique it. They will critique it. They'll criticize you. Some people will give you the compliments, and some people just hate on you. It is what it is. Mm. But let's talk the desperation side of things. The desperation side of things, right? I feel like, it's not just the girls as well. Like, it could be the guys where, like, the guy is selling drugs now. Mm. You get Now he's in a situation where, like, yo, damn. It's either the streets or drugs, because, like, literally, I have nowhere else to go. So let me make my bread, make some drugs right there for you guys, sell it to you. Mm. You buy that. The guy is rich as hell now. You feel me? That's how some people are rich, because of drugs and stuff like that. I mean, to each their own, I guess. But that drug thing is illegal as hell. Stop doing that.
But it's the only way they make that quap.
There's other ways.
Yeah, true.
There's other ways for sure. But hey, man, life is just weird like that, I guess. Like, life is just different for everyone. No one in this world experiences life the same way as the other person does, because it's just not possible.
Yeah, true. You
get me. But let's talk about those gents that are hungry as well. Because I feel like, once again, you can be hungry. But just don't be desperate. You get me? Like, you need, there has to be a balance in it. Like, be hungry, but don't be desperate. Like, I feel like the people that are hungry are those people that, like, grind.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's within their morals. You get me? They're like, okay, I'm going to grind, see where this takes me, and hope for the best. But obviously, I'm not going to do things I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah.
You get me? That's what I think.
But then I think also with that, when you say, because I feel like, I think in order for you not to fall into desperation, when you're in the state of hunger, is that it's consistency. I think you gotta be like consistent with whatever you want to do. Because I remember I saw an IG reel. I don't remember the exact words that were spoken, but like to put it like into layman terms, in the IG reel, the guy explained how you, as whatever you want to do in life, must be consistent with it every day. Work hard. You know, if it's either in the gym or you're trying to make money through this and that, that's legal, obviously. This and that, just be consistent with it, because the same people that you're competing with to get to the level that you want to get to will end up falling off, because not everyone has that same mindset of being consistent, of just working hard every day. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, they will fall off, and that's where you come in. You come in, you step up, and then you apex, baba, on top of the mountain.
Sure.
And that's what comes to hunger. Because if you're really just that hungry, you will never fall into desperation, because you know how long something will take, and you know how hard you have to work in order to get what you want.
That's I'm with you. I like what you just said, how like, if you're hungry, you'll just know when the time is right. Because I feel like, yes, you're hungry, but then you want something to happen to you now. That's desperation right there. You get me? Like, once again, as Ari says, great things take time.
Great things take time. I'm on a mission.
I'm on a mission. Like, you just have... Also, what I think, you just need to learn to be patient. Patience is extremely key. Yes, you're in a rut. Yes, you like, when is this thing gonna happen? Like, boy, I'm in a situation in my life where, like, I'm like, oh, can this day just come? When, like, I'm living the life I've always wanted to live? But I understand as well that, yo, it's not that easy. Things don't just happen like that. You've gotta work for it. You feel me? You like, there's this thing that my mother loves to say. Okay, I won't tell you where I live. My dad. But I live in this area, right? Where, like, if you can look outside, there's this mountain, the hills over there, right? And my mother likes to say, Ora, do you see the hill over there? I'm like, yeah, I see it. Do you think you can just walk straight there and get there? And I'm like, obviously you can't get there. That's hiking. Impossible. Hike? No, girl. Come on. You can't just walk there and get...
You wanna be hiking on that mountain.
Okay. But low-key, I told her, no, you can't do that. Then she's like, you can't. Obviously, there's certain routes you have to use to get there.
To get there, yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like, damn, that really spoke to me, because it's like... You can't rush it, because obviously I'm not going to magically run up there. I won't get there. I have to take certain routes and stuff, even though I know it will take time. But eventually, I'll get there.
Yeah.
And when I get there, sky's the limit, boy.
Yeah,
sky's the limit. But I want to ask you a question, though. Are you going to miss the grind when you get there one day? The process of getting there. This is a little bit side, like a bit off track, but I wanna, like, do you think you'll miss this grind? Like, when one day you're there, are you gonna look back and be like, oh, I miss grinding, I won't lie. I'll give you my answer, but let's hear what you have to say.
No.
You won't miss
it. I don't want, because during that grinding time, the only thing that I didn't have, or that I won't have once I'm finally up, you know what I'm saying, is the hunger would the leave hunger because I'm already ate. Yeah, I already ate my food. You know what I'm saying? I'm already there. So the only thing that I would miss from the grind would be the hunger. But then I don't think that's enough for me to say, yes, I'll miss the grind. Because during that grind, cow, it's literally in the word grind, cow. It took a long time for me to get where I'm at. For sure, maybe along the way, I made incredible people to help me get to where I am. Okay, for sure that would be nice. But then that alone, the wait time for me to finally get where I am, that's already enough for me to say I won't miss the grind.
But you must cherish the moment, cow.
I know. I understand what it's not the destination, it's the journey.
It's the journey.
Oh, that journey was long, Baba.
Journey was long. But you must enjoy that journey. You must enjoy.
To answer Ura's question directly, no. No, I won't miss that grind.
For me personally, yes, I would. Because think, listen, cow. Imagine this podcast booms, cow. This is me, gent, guys. What is that thing? I'm making a prophecy right now, guys. Me and Waz are going to do well in this podcast, right? I see us doing well. Boy, I'm going to look back at this video and be like, oh, I missed us having two mics like this, camera, a bit lackluster, audio, a bit lackluster. I'm
going to get better, Jen.
People not listening to us, only 7 followers counting. I'm going to miss it. You know, it's hard.
You see, example of why I said no.
No, it is hard, but guess what? I enjoyed it still. I'm going to miss it because I don't know. Because like, boy, something about getting there one day. Yes, get there one day. Of course, I want to get there one day. But something, it's like almost like what's like, obviously, I'm going to miss those times of being hungry because like I'm already there, as you said. I've got everything I need and I'm happy with where I'm at. You feel me? But it's almost as if, like, at least then you really had something to look forward to. Mm. But now when you're there, what is it do you really have? So, you get me? Don't get it twisted. Me, Vele, I want to get Vele, I want to, like, be the next big thing. You get me? But it's like when you're there, you almost feel a little bit empty in a sense. You get me? Like, look at these big gents that are single and stuff like that. They missing something. They miss.
Wait, what do you mean big? Like,
no, those big people, like famous people.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That are single. Mm. I'm telling you right now. In their mind, they kind of miss the grind. Like waking up like early as hell just to like get their first gig or whatever. 100 people listening to, but now they have like what 100,000 people listening to, and it's like, yeah, it's dope, I did it, but I'm telling you now, they all miss it. I'm telling you, I'm going to miss this grind. Well, I will. You must enjoy that journey. I enjoy that journey. I'm going to miss it for sure, but that's not to say I want it because I'm not trying to do this every day for like what is Wise doing?
Trying to fix that thing, and I'm saying, yeah, but continue talking.
Yeah, no, but me personally, right? I'm not trying to do this for the rest of my life. I'm trying to do this for as long as I possibly can, and then eventually I wanna be at a point where like, yeah, no, I did it. And I'm happy with the efforts that I put in. Do you get?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm definitely gonna miss the journey, the grind, you feel me? You must appreciate it, dog, because one day you're gonna look back and be like, oh, damn, what am I gonna do now, you feel me?
Chill in my big house, yeah, watching the sunset,
yes,
with my hand beside me.
Yes, sir. No, I'm with you.
Grind what grind? I'm chilling.
Yo, but grinding is not low-key, okay? It depends on what you're grinding for. Because I can't lie, this particular grind, yes, it's fun, but it's frustrating. I don't know about you, but do you get like, okay, you know what? This is for the next episode. This is for another topic. This is for another day. We'll talk about this later. But like, for what you're trying to do in life, do you like, does it get tiring for you sometimes that you're just not getting it at the moment? Like,
yeah, it does, because
it
I think as us as humans, what we want to happen is like things to happen right the first time. Because if it doesn't happen right the first time, we can only like bear it not happening right for so long. So like if what we want to do isn't happening straight away, we'll wait. But then as soon as we get to a point where it's like, nah, what's happening, why is it taking so long, it becomes frustrating.
It really
so does. Yeah, when to answer your question, when you say wait, what was the question?
My question was, do you get like frustrated?
Yeah, for sure. But then I think I'm gonna have to turn that frustration into patience and actually just recalculating my steps and seeing what I can do to fix it.
But also, I feel like it's okay to be frustrated. Because you, at the end of the day, you're human. You are human. You're allowed to get frustrated, but you also need to like learn to be patient.
Mm.
You get me? I feel like desperation falls under the lack of patience. And then hunger, and desperation, right, is really like your mindset playing with you heavy. Like, it's like, when is this going to happen? Like, why can it not happen now? And then hunger is the side of you where it's like, okay, let me be patient and keep working at it and keep grinding and stuff like that. But I feel like we wouldn't be human if we didn't feel those emotions.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, I won't lie to you. Yes, guys, like I said a few seconds, doing this is fun. It's dope. But I won't lie to you. I do, like, there are times where I'm at home and I'm like, oh, can't things just happen for me? Like, how many more efforts do I need to just get this right? You get me? It becomes tiring. It does become frustrating. It honestly does. I won't even lie to you. Like, it gets to the point where, like, is what I'm doing even worth it? But that's for another topic, honestly. It's for another topic. But, guys, honestly, just hang in there. Because you'll crack the code for sure. You'll definitely...
It'll take time, but it's okay.
It would. Because, like, don't be desperate. Don't lose yourself. Don't throw away your morals just because you want things to happen. Because I'm telling you now, you will make a big mistake in your life. And you're going to live with regret. Do you really want to live with regret? No, you don't. You don't want to live with regret. But do you have any more points you'd like to add?
No. The only thing I can say is just be patient. You know, pray to God. And then things will happen.
Of course.
And you must also be like, depending on whatever you want to achieve, if you know it's going to take a long time, then you're going to have to just accept the fact that it's going to take a long time. The only thing you can do is, as we just said, patience. Yes.
I like what you just, because at the end of the day, no one forced you, no one chose for you. You.
Unless if their parents did.
No. You woke up, you listening, you watching, you the one who woke up and chose to pursue whatever it is you're trying to pursue. So deal with it. Deal with it. Grow up and fix up and grind. You'll get there. But no, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, we're going to be consistent. Please, guys, follow, subscribe, follow my account, Wise's account. Just show love, show support. You feel me? Just show.
Especially on that Apple, even the TikTok.
You know, sometimes looking at this is a bit demotivating. I won't lie.
Why?
It's, you know what? We'll speak. The next episode, I'd like to talk about this more in the next episode for sure. But no, guys, honestly, we really appreciate the love that we do have. And then just follow, please, guys. Go share. Just share.
Like and subscribe.
Yes. But we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.